First and last name's Larry Jackson.
All right, Larry, how old are you?
57. I've done life on the installment plan. I've been doing time since I was a child, and I just got tired of it, and got on the right track. Hell, I'm not legit yet, quiet as it's kept, so don't put no too much in. Actually, I'm just an entrepreneur now. I work for myself. I'm a mechanic, handyman. I don't punch nobody's clock. I don't steal. I don't rob. I don't sell drugs. I don't do none of that.
Life on an installment plan. How old were you in your first prison stint?
9 years old.
So you went to a juvenile facility at nine.
I was just hard to get. I was uncontrollable. Just totally uncontrollable. Running the streets. Acting stupid.
Why?
That beats me. If I knew, I wouldn't have been doing it.
Well, you may know now, though.
Actually, I don't. Because I've always been a hustler all my life. You know, I'd go clean people's garages, clean their basements, I'll rake their grass, cut their grass, all kinds of things to get them to make money. I used to go to grocery stores and carry women's groceries out to the car for them and put them in the car for them and stuff like that. You know, for me to go out there and eventually turn to crime, it was just knowing too much, being out there too much, getting caught up with the wrong people, I'd like to think, you know.
So how many times have you either been in a juvenile facility or jail or prison?
Couldn't begin to tell you.
How much time would you say you've spent there?
Probably around a good 20 years of my life.
A good 20.
I got out in 03.
And haven't been back?
No.
That's a long time.
For me? Shoot, I'd be lucky to stay out a year when I get out.
So what changed?
Me? I finally made up my mind that I'm not going back. I'm not going back. I just said that this ain't for me. I've given them enough of my life, and I've done that. I've wasted enough of my life, you know.
My name is Dwayne McDonald II. I'm 34. Grew up in a single household with my mother, three of us brothers, so it was kind of rough. Long story short, I ended up getting involved with the wrong people, wrong influence. No father, no strong male influence. If there was one, it was negative. So I went through a long road of ins and outs of incarcerated type sentence. My last stop was 2007. Which was a journey of 3 years where I was really able to focus and get a foundation under my feet, which was Jesus Christ, and I continued to build upon that. And I created a vision to where as I knew where I was going and I knew where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do once I was released.
So when you got out in 2010, what did you do?
As far as on practical terms, I had to get a job to support myself, pay rent, bills, and things like that. So I went to the YWCA, and I heard of a program that worked with people with backgrounds, things like that. They put me in a 2-week program. They bring you in to help you with your resume, to see what your background is, to see what kind of skills you already have. The interesting part about the orientation, they really will ask you questions, see how you respond. And so this is when I had a career change. So I used to ask questions and get up and speak. The instructors will come up and say, you know what? You're not supposed to be doing carpentry. We got something else for you. So I started a job working with the Statewide Fatherhood Initiative. And it was so perfect because part of my vision was to bring the spiritual Christian background into the secular world.
If you don't mind me asking, what was your crime?
Felon in possession of a firearm was the last one.
Why'd you have the gun?
It was a misconception of I needed to protect myself. I can clearly see that now that it was a misconception because I really didn't need it. But by me thinking that I had to have it, it brought about the things that I thought I would have to use it for, so to speak.
Did you graduate high school?
I did not graduate high school, but during my times of incarceration, I got a HSCD, I got some college credits and business math and other things.
How many stints did you actually have in jail or prison?
Four. 3 years, 3 years, a year and a half, and about 4 months.
What made you say, hey, maybe this is something I should be doing?
You can say, well, my kids, that was a part. To not get locked back up, that's a part of it. To be around my family, that's a part of it. But the main reason is because I realized that God had a calling on my life, and had I not heeded to it, there would be something greater awaiting me as far as some type of destruction.